I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, July 24th. Well, a section of Adams Street in Quincy Center will be repaved beginning today. Adams Street will be closed between Bergen Parkway and Hancock Street to allow for crews to rip up the existing pavement and lay down new blacktop. Police are on scene redirecting traffic around the work zone. Well, the 87th Quincy Bay Race Week Sailing Regatta kicks off today. Sailors from 8 different yacht clubs are participating in the 4-day competition sponsored by the Quincy Bay Race Week Association. The event begins today at the Wessagusset Yacht Club in Weymouth with inside line racing both today and tomorrow for youngsters. Then Saturday, outside line racing takes place at the Squantum Yacht Club. And Sunday, it's outside line racing at the Wollaston Yacht Club. Those are for adults. Race Week was born from an idea of creating a week of sailboat racing off of Quincy and Weymouth to supplement the racing that was found on the North Shore. The association says part of its mission is to promote fun, safe sail racing and camaraderie and brotherhood between its member yacht clubs. Well, a group of Quincy residents is trying to collect enough signatures to make changes to the recent pay increases that were approved for the mayor and city councilors. The group, called Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises, says it needs the signatures of about 6,000 registered Quincy voters by September 1st to put a question on the November 4th ballot. That question would set the mayor's salary at $183,000 per year instead of the $285,000 that was approved. The group says that represents a 2% raise for every year since 2015 when the mayor last received a raise. The question would also dictate that all elected officials in Quincy receive a 2% raise each year starting in 2027. It would not change city councilors' pay, which was recently approved at $44,500. That would replace a provision that ties salaries for the mayor and councilors to the consumer price index. The ballot question would also mandate that any changes to this new system be approved by voters. If the group succeeds in getting the question on the ballot, they say it would need the support of a third of registered voters to pass, which would mean around 20,000 votes. The newest class of recruits for the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office are in the middle of their training program. 12 recruits began intense training in May in areas including firearms proficiency, de-escalation strategies, defensive tactics, but also criminal law, ethics, mental health first aid, and stress management. Most recently, the recruits spent time at a gun range in Hanson and at a ropes course at the Sheriff's Public Safety Complex in Braintree. The recruits must also pass an exam, a physical fitness exam, and interviews before becoming members of the Norfolk County Sheriff's Department. The recruits are set to graduate in mid-August. Governor Healey yesterday calling on striking attorneys to get back to work while they continue to push for greater pay, and did not take a stance on whether their pay should be raised. Hundreds of so-called bar advocates stopped taking new court-appointed cases in late May to protest their pay rates, which they say are far lower than those in neighboring states. The private attorneys represent defendants across Massachusetts who would otherwise be unable to afford legal representation. They handle about 80% of the overall public defense caseload in Massachusetts. A judge in Boston Municipal Court Tuesday dismissed more than 100 cases due to the inability of the government to provide individuals with lawyers. The cases dropped involved crimes ranging from shoplifting to assault. Neither legislative budget writers nor the governor have dictated a specific figure that they think the attorney should be paid. Asked yesterday if she supports bar advocates being pay raised, Healey didn't take a stance. She said that she'll leave it up to the legislature to determine the dollar figure. Top legislative Democrats recently called the work stoppage a $100 million issue as the state continues to assess the economic and federal funding outlooks. In Massachusetts, the state does have more than $8 billion in cash reserves. An investigation is underway after the Massachusetts State House was vandalized with paint early yesterday morning. Troopers responding to a report of vandalism on Beacon Street at about 3:30 a.m. found white paint that had been poured and sprayed all over the front gate area of the State House at the Bullfinch entrance. A photo shared by the State House News Service showed white paint dumped on the steps and splattered on the black gate and the gray concrete pillars. Words were also spray-painted in black on the pillars saying, "Divest." State police and troopers were later called to Boston Common on a report of a suspicious package that the vandal might have left behind. The bomb squad was deployed out of an abundance of caution, but nothing was deemed suspicious. Governor Healey, House Speaker Ron Mariano, Senate President Karen Spilka said they were deeply disturbed by the incident. Detectives are continuing to investigate. It is something that many of us look at every day, but might not even give it a second thought. Price tags in grocery or drug stores. They are called shelf labels. And for the first time in decades, Massachusetts is considering making changes to how they look. At a public hearing yesterday, some consumer advocates testified that the proposed changes could make it harder for shoppers to find the best deal. The move comes in part because some stores like Walmart and Aldi are rolling out electronic shelf labels. Right now in Massachusetts, stores have to follow specific state rules governing the size and color of shelf labels, and they must include a unit price on an orange background. That unit price is important for comparisons, since it tells consumers how much the product costs per pound, per ounce, or per sheet. Massachusetts regulations are more strict than the national guidelines set by the Department of Commerce, which are followed by 45 other states. Retailers argue that relaxing the Massachusetts regulation would allow stores to use the same labels used at locations across the country. Proposed changes to Massachusetts rules would bring the state more in line with the national standard. They would allow retailers to shrink the size of the unit price. Retailers could also put the unit price on a variety of background colors. But some argue that would make it difficult for shoppers to read. The Retailers Association of Massachusetts supports the changes. This week's public hearing was not the end of the process. Public comment on the changes remains open through July 30th. Regulators hope to have the new rules in place this fall. No matter where you go, it's hard not to spot an electronic bike or a scooter zipping through the streets. Over the past few years, e-bikes and scooters have grown in popularity for being fast, fun, and convenient. But when deciding between using it and a traditional bike, medical professionals say you should know the risks. Since e-bikes became more accessible, more children have been coming in with injuries. In the emergency department, the number is quoted over the past 4 or 5 years have been close to 50,000 emergency department visits for e-bike related injuries across the country. In an effort to keep kids safe, the Hanover police chief recently sent out a notice saying that all riders who operate a bicycle on a public way in a manner that jeopardizes the lives and safety of the public will be cited for operating to endanger. And for those under the age of 18, their bikes will be impounded. State of Massachusetts does not have a clear set of concrete rules and regulations for e-bikes and e-scooters. Check of business news this morning. Stocks bounced back. The Dow was up 507 points. The NASDAQ rose 127. And the S&P added 49. Asian stocks also rose, buoyed by optimism that the U.S.-Japan tariff agreements will be followed by more trade deals. The dollar and the euro were down, oil at $66 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Phillies 9-8 in 11 innings, and they'll be back home tomorrow night at 7 for a series with the Dodgers. today's forecast from the National Weather Service. Hazy, hot, and humid. A heat advisory goes into effect at 11 o'clock this morning with a high today of 92 degrees. For tonight, very muggy and a low of 71. Tomorrow, the peak of the heat advisory continues through 8 o'clock tomorrow night with highs tomorrow in the upper 90s and a heat index into the low 100s with some afternoon storms possible tomorrow. Better on Saturday, partly sunny, high of 85, and chance for scattered storms Sunday, high of 84. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet, southwesterly winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, and a high tide 11:45 a.m. Sunrise 5:29, sets at 8:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, July 24th.